Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, someone touched her shoulder, yet she was home alone. Was it the previous homeowner?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story and would like to share it with us, we would like to hear it. You can call in. The number is 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's on the show with me today.
I am.
So this is interesting because you and I grew up in a haunted house in Nebraska.
We
in
did.
Elma, Nebraska. 40 miles from Kansas, 30 miles from Kansas. It's close.
20.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember, but I knew it was close.
It might even be 12, if you want to know the truth. From Elma to the state line might be 12 to Kansas.
So it's funny because one day on Instagram, I get this message out of the blue from this woman who is from Holdridge, Nebraska.
22 miles north of Elma, Nebraska.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. She wrote in. And
what did she say?
Here, let's just dive right in. Says, okay. Hi, Carol, Kathy, Harper, and Tony. My name is Pam. I'm from the great state of Nebraska.
Nebraska is a great state, too.
The good life, so much to give. Nebraska.
Place with clean fresh air.
So obviously we lived in Nebraska when we were children. Yeah. There was a commercial on TV that always had that song on there.
Yeah.
I am a longtime listener and an EPP member. I love hearing about the paranormal and watching TV shows and movies about the paranormal, but I am a chicken shit at heart, and I definitely don't go searching for personal experiences.
You and Pam. You and Pam.
Uh-huh, Pam. I understand.
That's right.
I have never seen or heard anything that I would consider paranormal, but I have felt the presence of my cats that have passed away jump on the foot of my bed after I shut off the lights. If you have cats, you know that feeling. I would run my foot under the sheets across the bottom of the bed, and there was not a cat there. But I felt that light pounce and knew one had come back to go to bed. And I have heard that from so many people, especially mm-hmm. with cats.
Yeah.
And same with your dog. Like, there was another story recently that we did, and it talked about, you know, how dogs will walk in a circle, mm-hmm. kind of getting it just right before they lay down. And yeah. they felt their dog jump up on the bed and do the whole circle thing. And their dog had died. Mm. So that's a very distinct feeling.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Now, I think this is interesting because Pam said up here, I never have seen or heard anything that I would consider paranormal. So just keep that in mind as I get okay. to this next part. I'm writing to you about something that happened to me about 2 months ago. I have had a tough year personally with the ending of a long-term marriage and selling my home of 32 years. That's a lot.
Wow, that's a lot, Pam.
I moved into my new place in June. I hope you like it. It says, I know my new place's prior occupant had called this home for 20 years. He was an elderly retired priest, and his family was moving him to an assisted living situation. So I am sure these walls have heard a lot of prayers. While I believe in Jesus, I am no angel and can sometimes swear like a sailor. I imagine these walls are covering their ears, never having heard such language before. I am happy in my little place and have never felt uncomfortable living there. In fact, it is comforting knowing that someone godlier than me has lived there. You can relate to that. That's kind of where you live right now.
Yeah, now that you mention it, because I live in a parsonage that they're not using, and so they just rented it out to me. But prior to me, I think that was just another family prior to me. But then, you know, I know over the years it was, you know, a parson.
At some point, someone godlier than you lived there.
Definitely godlier than me.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely godlier than me.
So it says,
which wouldn't take much.
So the family before. I had lived here for about a month or so, and I was sitting on a bar stool at my kitchen counter. I don't remember what I was doing, if I was reading a book or looking at something on my phone, but my mind was occupied. I felt someone touch me. I felt a hand placed on my left shoulder blade, the scapula area. It was a solid touch, lasting like 2 seconds. I felt it. My heart dropped into my stomach, and I remember looking up from what I was doing, and I said aloud, I don't know who you are, but please don't ever touch me again. I live alone except for my pets, and none of them were near me at the time. I don't know who touched me. It didn't feel like a harmful touch, more like someone wanted to say, I am here. Anyway, that is my story. Nothing too scary. I hope you enjoyed it. I do want to also say hello to Carol and Kathy, and I am that Pam from Nebraska that instant messaged Carol on Facebook about them growing up in Alma. I grew up in Holdridge in the 60s and 70s. I'm very familiar with the area. I love listening to the two of them when they host the show, and beautiful little Harper and Tony too. Keep up all the great stories and keep the conversations coming. I look forward to new ones when new ones are posted.
Oh, so, Pam, thank you, Pam. That makes me feel so good. And
that was
we
sweet.
Love you too, all you Holdridgeite people out there. But that is funny that you said that you'd never had an experience, but then you went on to tell us about a definite experience.
Paranormal experience.
Yeah.
So maybe the sentence should have been, I have never seen or heard anything I would consider paranormal until I moved into my new home.
Until last week.
Yeah.
When someone touched me. And like, and it sounded like there was no mistaking it. Like it was a heavy hand touch.
And that would
because she said she's sitting on a bar stool. Well, that's too high for your pets to jump up, unless she's got maybe a Great Dane or something.
And we all know the difference between someone touching us on the shoulder and the pets
and
jumping up,
and a pet lunging or jumping, you know, thudding on us.
Yeah,
you know, that's completely different.
I just think. It was maybe a previous person who lived there. And, you know, when she said it didn't feel like a harmful touch, kind of makes me think, now that I think about it, maybe it had nothing to do with the previous owner. Maybe it had more to do with she's been through a lot lately between the divorce and moving. You're moving when you've lived someplace that long. Maybe it was someone like a parent or grandparent or someone who loved her, like, hey, you're in this new house and you're going to be okay. And maybe it was more of that sort of thing.
Yeah. And especially since she didn't seem to feel threatened by it or something, you know. But I did like the fact that she turned around and went, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. You know, don't do that again.
Yeah. And it was that real that she said, I don't know who you are, but please don't ever touch me again. That's very real.
That's pretty real when you're talking to thin air.
Yeah.
Not to do it again.
But then she does say she didn't feel like a harmful touch, more like someone wanted to say, I am here. So maybe it was kind of that, you know, I'm watching out over you, going to help you get through this sort of feeling. Maybe it was more like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was more like that.
And I will say
I'm kind of with her. I don't know that I'd want to be touched.
No. It's like, you might be here with all great intentions, but that just scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a note.
And one of our mom's best friends lived in Holdridge.
Yeah.
For a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And when we were kids, we would go to Holdridge.
That's right.
Well, thank you for writing that, Pam. Here is another story.
Hi, my name is Joshua, and I'm from the Alton area of Illinois, which is one of the more haunted places in the United States. But a little bit about myself, sensitivity is kind of present in my family. My grandmother was pretty sensitive to the paranormal stuff, and she used an Ouija board one time, which my mom said led to my grandfather being possessed. So I don't really kind of mess around with that stuff or tarot cards or anything like that. I'm too afraid to do that. But I seem to have taken more from my grandmother's side about sensitivity stuff. I'm pretty heightened in my senses around me and all that kinds of stuff. I know where I'm at all the time. And one time I walked into my brother's house he stayed at in college, and I had this feeling like I was being watched, and I didn't really feel welcome. Not like I was going to get hurt or anything, but I shouldn't stay the night. So I never did. I just hung out with them there. So, but the story I want to share is when I went on a haunted Alton tour, haunted history Alton tour, and we went around from place to place. We thought that other houses that were haunted, a Mason house that was supposed to be haunted by Masons, and all this other kinds of stuff, and we went to the famous McPike Mansion. Now, all of us were kind of pretty scientific people. My friend and his girlfriend, she's a disease scientist, and yeah, he's a software engineer or electrical engineer, and his friend is a software person, and so we're pretty scientifically oriented. I'm in business, but I'm pretty much one of those people where you got to sell me an idea. So if I see it, I believe it, then I'll do it. But, you know, so we took this tour. We were wanting to see something, and we didn't really see anything. But when we got to the McPike Mansion, which is supposed to be like this super haunted mansion, and it's all decrepit, and it's in this process of restoration, except for the cellar. The cellar you can go into, and you sit down in the cellar with a bunch of other people that are on the tour with you, and they turn out all the lights, and you're supposed to let your other senses kind of come into heighten and see if you can feel something else. But when you're with a bunch of people, they said most things don't happen. So we go in the cellar, and there's no natural light shining through. The only light that's coming through is from these floodlights they have in the corner and a lamp that they have as well. And there's also an infrared camera in the back of the room. And so I sit against a wall with my fiance to my right, and in front of me, facing to my left, was my friend, his girlfriend, his cousin, and his mom. And he had an EVP detector and stuff like that, which he didn't believe in because he's an electrical engineer and he knows how they work, and he he doesn't agree with it and stuff like that. But, and that was messing with him all night, so he was kind of on the fence of whatever he believed. But we're getting ready to do this session where they close these big cast iron doors and they turn out all the lights, and so you're left in just complete pitch blackness. And so they turn out the lights, and the only thing I can see are the red dots that are on the infrared camera. And the lights go out, and minutes pass by that feel like hours, and it's pitch black, and I'm still holding my fiance's hand, but and she's to my right, and there's nothing behind me, and there's nothing behind her, except for the camera far to her left, or far to her right. And it's so pitch black, can't see anything in front of your face, not even your nose, and no breeze is going by. It's a completely walled off room. No noise except for people's feet shuffling in the dirt and gravel. About 3 minutes into it, the instructor says he sees some kind of shape near my friends that are in front of me facing the instructor, which is the instructor's far to my left in the front of the room. And I'm kind of in the back by the camera. So he says it's right in front of me. And I don't see anything at all. About a minute and a half goes by. My fiance grabs my hand tighter, and she says, I think I feel something behind me. Is there something there? And so I look to where she said that. She kind of like whispered it to me. And it's like that moment when you look at the sun and you have like that black spot on your eyes that it has that outline around it, so you know it's there, and it's black in the middle, but it's kind of translucent. Well, this wasn't translucent, but it still had that outline, so I could see something, and I saw a shoulder and a head behind my fiance, like right next to her hair, if that's where her head would be. And it was just behind her, and it was nothing like you could see through it. It was like a cardboard cutout of shoulders and head right behind where she would be. And I could tell where she would be because I was holding her hand, and I could kind of just picture it, but it was so strange because I don't know what I saw. I was confused at the same time. I was scared, and at the same time I was just kind of like, that's something, or I don't know what it was. So maybe it was like a shadow person or something there, but it wasn't malevolent or anything like that. It was just frightening to actually see that for the first time. So I was kind of taken back, and I said that there was something behind her. I don't know what it is. And so she kind of said she reached out for it and nothing was there. But she said she could feel the goosebumps on the right side of her arm stand up. And so that kind of threw it off to me, like there's something there that's probably triggering your body to be like, you know, maybe this is a potential threat for you or something like that. So your body's reacting to it, because when you usually get goosebumps and you're cold, it's throughout your entire body, not just on one side, and not just on one limb. So literally everything, all the hair on your body stands up, but this was just one side of her body on one particular limb. And so we leave the cellar after the session. I'm just confused. I tell my friends that I think I saw something, but I don't even know, because I'm not skeptic at it. I want to believe, and I'm intrigued by it at the same time, but I don't know if that's solid enough evidence for me to be like, yes, ghosts are 100% real, or that I'm definitely entirely sensitive towards them. But I'm a religious person, so I have this inkling to believe, and I'm very intrigued by things, and I'm pretty open-minded. So we go out of the cellar, and I tell them about it, and we get to look inside the mansion from the front door. We don't get to walk in, but we get to go up the porch and look inside. And inside, I feel like something is watching me again. Not like malevolent again, but it was like somebody was just saying, hi, bye, thanks for visiting, and just looking at me, just saying hello. But I couldn't see them. There was nothing there. It just looked like an old house. But it just felt like somebody was watching me from the staircase near the front door. So I just wanted to say that story. I told it to my friends, and I told them that I don't even know if it is a ghost or if it's a shadow person or if it's just my imagination, because it looked like I stared at a light for so long, and I just had this black spot on my eye. But there was no light to stare at for a good 3 minutes, so my eyes were completely adjusted to the darkness, and there was no room for anything like that. And the infrared light don't really kind of make an imprint on your eyes. They're kind of really subtle red lights. So, and I didn't stare at those, so just want to hear you guys' opinion on it. Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Okay, so first off, going into a cellar that has no light in it at all and you can't see anything kind of terrifies me.
I don't know if I could because I'm claustrophobic. And then when they shut that door, I might lose it.
Now, if there's some light in there, I think I could handle it. And it wouldn't have to even be a lot. Oh, but just being someplace that is that dark that you can't see anything.
I'm super claustrophobic. When they shut a door, I start to panic, you know.
And it's small and it might not have been very big.
No way to get out. I don't know. That is so creepy. So do you think that there was something behind her?
I do. I 100% do, because Alton, Illinois is an extremely haunted little town. I think it's north of St. Louis, just north.
Okay.
It's close. But so I did a Grave Talks with this guy, Troy Taylor, and he lives there, and he's an author, and then he does podcasting and ghost hunts and has written all kinds of books. And he also has that Haunted America conference that you and I were going to go to this year, but we ended up going to your daughter's wedding instead.
Yeah, my daughter got married instead.
But that's where he lives. And Alton is a very haunted town.
I really want to go there.
So him telling me he had a paranormal experience in Alton, Illinois, he had me at the very beginning. I'm like, oh yeah, you did. I don't even doubt it for a second.
Yeah.
Because they say it's one of the most haunted small towns in America.
Well, and apparently I was glancing and it said that at that mansion that he was talking to, the McPike mansion, that they think there are somewhere between 10 and 12 spirits.
And he was picking up. He even said when he looked in the windows, he felt like something was watching him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So 100%, I believe everything. I believe he saw something. I believe it was paranormal.
Then, interesting, it said that they're not sure why this town is so haunted, but that 1,400 Confederate soldiers died from a smallpox outbreak in that town.
Oh, that's interesting. How many did you say, 1,400?
It says 1,400.
Wow. Maybe that's why that little town is so haunted.
And, you know, it would be like... And they also said, you know, we don't know why this town is so haunted. And it is on the Mississippi River. And the limestone on the river, some people seem to think that limestone basins for towns would lead to haunting. But you know, where I lived in Burlington on the Mississippi River, it too had that limestone bit.
Well, and they say that limestone is like a conduit for paranormal.
Yeah.
Limestone and water. So they have those two things going. And trains is the other one I've heard a lot of.
Well, and Burlington had so many trains.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you think about it, it had the water from the Mississippi. It was on the limestone and then the trains. And then Alton had for sure the water and the limestone. And they probably had some trains, too. I definitely think that that area going up and down the Mississippi is very haunted.
And if anybody wants a fun little kind of paranormal road trip, Alton, Illinois would be the way to go. And Troy's got a website called Alton Hauntings. Mm. And he does this dinner in spirits and he hosts it. You know, he does a different talk, or they have ghosts on of the river. You know, just all kinds of different events they do there. So it'd be really fun. It'd be fun little road trip.
That'd be a good one.
And super creepy, all at the same time.
Yeah. Just everything that we love.
Exactly. So yes, I 100% believe everything that he just said.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, so if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at Real Ghost Stories Online. Then if you'd rather not listen to commercials, you can become a premium subscriber. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can do it through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.